According to the Art Reviews magazine's annual Power 100 list, you are the art world's figurehead for 2009. It's also the first time that a curator has topped the list. What will you get from this award beyond popularity?
It might be that at the moment there is a bit more discussion about curating than there used to be. I mean, throughout the 20th century, the exhibition as a medium has, you know, become very much an important thing in the art world, and very often exhibitions are maybe not so much remembered as objects are remembered, because they are sort of temporary constellations. I mean, it's not like a building, it's not like they're forever, it's an experiment, and I think in some kind of way the focus on curating right now might hopefully also tell us that maybe we can start to remember more the history, which is still in big parts unwritten. There is maybe a bit of a danger of amnesia, that we do not remember these, you know, models from the past. When I moved to London in 2006, Eric Hobsbawm, the English historian, told me we need an urgent protest against forgetting, and you know, if we can somehow maybe contribute to this urgent protest against forgetting, that would be nice.
Where are you going to take us in the future? What are your visions in the next 10 years?
I think it would be very pretentious from me as a curator to predict where art will be in 10 or 20 years, and it's because I don't know where art will be. I think all I can do is to try to be as close as possible to art, and in some kind of way, you know, try to see how this polyphony of centers in the next years will, you know, will evolve and will become stronger. And it's a question which is very often asked, you know, what would be the future of art? And as I really don't know it, and I also do not want to neither predict nor prescribe it, I, you know, want to find out from artists. I ask
it?
Actually 100 artists to tell me what the future is. And we did a future list, which was published as a little book last year and also as a poster, which is basically 100 definitions. And I'm checking here if we have it here, but maybe I could read you some. So it's the Hurricane List of Futures. Ricky Tiravanija said the future will be chrome. The future will be so subjective, says Tino Segal. The future will be obsolete, says Tacitadine. The future will be asymmetric, says Pedro Reyes. The future will be a slap in the face, says Saufey. The future will be delayed, says Loris Griot. The future does not exist, but in snapshots, says Philippe Areno. The future will be tropical, says Dominique Gonzalez-Ferster. Future, you must be mistaken, says Trisha Donnelly. The future will be overgrown and decayed, says Simringil, and so on.